This is Mythical.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
This is Dispatches from Myrtle Beach with Charles Neal and my son Link from Good Mythical Morning. How you doing, Link?
I'm doing good. You know, I was going to say pretty good, but I just got to say straight up good. I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing really, you know, with everything that's been going on, and like we talked a couple of weeks ago, don't have an update yet, but besides getting off that cruise and having COVID, boy, it feels good to be back to normal, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And be able to not be sick and work, and, you know, it just feels good to feel good, I'm telling you.
It sure does. Because it knocked you out pretty good for a few days, right?
About 6 days, seven.
But, and then Nancy never got it.
Nancy didn't get it, so.
Okay.
She was able to look after me.
Uh-huh.
Because she had it. She had it in December, and I looked after her, so.
Okay. Are you a good patient?
I ain't going.
What?
About 75% of the time.
So what is the 25%? Okay, it's not the majority, but when you're at your worst, what is it like? Are you
when you don't feel good, and you know to get... Yeah, they get to asking questions about this and about that, and I said, I need to be left alone.
And that's how you said it, I bet.
And she did it. Yeah, and then I had to look after myself the other 25%.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. So, but you know, it is what it is. Yeah. Myrtle Beach, I've got something to tell y'all. Well, all you Myrtle Beast out there, it looks like that we're going to go back and be on once a week from now on.
And tell them what went into this, Dad.
Well,
you decided that you didn't have enough of me in your life, and it was a mistake to decide to cut the podcast into every other week, and you changed your mind.
Oh, you gonna lay that all on me? I like that. No, I am so glad that my son is trying to help me be a little more famous, and he's the one, not me. I didn't come up with this. My son come up with it. We go. Start doing back once a week. They're not going to be 30 or 45 minutes. We're going to do some like 20-minute shows, but we'll have one every week, probably kind of maybe starting in March or something.
Because that's a better, Well, yeah, I mean, this is the beginning of March. So, like, for the starting right now, basically, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
With this episode, we're going back to every week. Because, I mean, from my perspective, we look at the data. We've looked at how people listen. And, you know, it's tough when you don't have the rhythm of every single week with a podcast that you like. And even with the mini dispatches, it's not the same. So it's, you know, we really haven't been giving people that rhythm. So Myrtle Beast, we want to give you that weekly rhythm. And we just, I just think it's better to give you that, even if the episodes are a little bit shorter, than to give you every other week. And then you might just, it's harder to make it a part of your weekly routine and to like form a listening habit. So when you, and that's really how podcasts work, you know, you just kind of get in this rhythm. So
yeah,
I enjoy this and I want to make it happen. And I want people to get attached to it. And, I just pitched the idea. I would be open to it if you are. And your response was,
I'm ready to go. Yeah. Tickle me to death.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't even hesitate. It made me very happy. So, dear Myrtle Beast, I hope it makes you happy too, to know that we're going to be coming back into your ears every single week. Glad to do it.
So I'm tickled to death.
All right.
Yeah. You know, I've got to where this is just like what else I've been doing. It's almost like I've been doing this all my life now.
Oh.
I mean, you know, it's getting to where I like.
You're a natural. You're a natural.
People might pull the plug on us, but until they do, I enjoy me and you getting together and talking and having people send us in questions and see if we need to help them or
distract them at least.
Speak some Southern slang to them or something.
It's time for another edition of Myrtle Beach Mailbag.
We got a really interesting email from Chelsea Sharon.
Okay.
And when I read this, I thought, darn, I don't know about this. But Chelsea sent us an email in link and says, what smells remind you of your parents? For instance, my dad is a mechanic, so the smell of oil and gasoline reminds me of him. And a couple of my mom's favorite things were saltwater taffy and going to the river. So the scent of taffy and suntan lotion reminded me of her.
Oh.
And so, Jesse, I had to think about this a little bit because I'm older than you are and I'm older than Link is. And I don't know
younger than the son would be a little odd.
I got to thinking after I read your question, and I know y'all know about perfume and all this stuff, but when back in the 50s and the early 60s, when my dad would shave and he'd put this aftershave, it was in a, I'm trying to remember the name of the bottle, Link. It was in a green bottle.
I think he still used the same type. Whatever he used, I do remember that smell. How would you describe it?
Well, it was kind of, it was a mini clean kind of smell.
Mini, like small and clean? Not a maxi clean, a mini clean.
Well, it was, you know, when you shave back then, they put it on, it had some alcohol in it. So
right.
It tingled and burned a little bit and right. stuff, but I don't even know if I can really explain what it smells like, but I can smell, I can almost steal as a boy when my daddy would shave and smell, when he'd come walking out to go to breakfast and before I went to school, I can, that, I mean, I remember that from being a boy.
It was very strong. And, yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, another thing, I reckon something that I got from him was every time that I barbecue and cook outside,
mm-hmm.
I remember my daddy cooking chickens on the grill or hamburgers or whatever it was, all yep. that. And I reckon it instilled in me, you know, that's a pretty good thing to do for your kids and your children and other people and everything else. So
I definitely remember those scents too, because it's like they get stored in a different place. When I went back and visited like my elementary school, I was like, God, I remember the smell of this place. Like when I walked back through it as an adult, like decades later. And if I smelled something like it, it'd transport you right back there. And I think for you, you kind of jogged my memory. Everything you said about Papa, I definitely, it evokes those scents and memories for me too. For you, I would say the specific scent of your barbecue sauce is just signature. That secret sauce that you make, you know, whether you're flying out here and you're making it in our kitchen so that we can have a whole bunch of it. By the way, we need to do that again. We need some more of this stuff. Every single time, it's like, you know, because it's got that vinegar and it like hits a certain, woo, it gets up in your nose. Oh, and it's, you know, it's got its own tingle to it. I think that will always be with me. And even if it's just like a vinegar smell, like any vinegar type barbecue sauce, even if it's not yours, it like sends me back to yours.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
As kind of like from a memory standpoint. So I think that's it. And from my mom would always wear, now I know y'all know what perfume is. And she wore beautiful, beautiful. I remember as a kid, it's like every Christmas, I'd be like, well, I would get my mom a bottle of beautiful. Like, that's what I would do. She could count on it every year. I guess it took a year to use it, or maybe she ran out. I don't know. But yeah, that's my mom's scent. So like barbecue sauce and beautiful. And you know, on more than one occasion, Rhett and I have talked about making a barbecue sauce cologne, like combining the two. Maybe it needs to be an aftershave. That could work, like a barbecue sauce aftershave. You know, you got that same, maybe the vinegar does the same thing, similar thing as alcohol. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think, Dad? You want to go in on that business?
We might have to, I might be up for that. Yeah, we might.
Don't get more manly than that. Make your face smell like pig. You know? Make her hungry for your face with
that's kind of
pig face. That's
kind of funny, Link. I just thought about years ago when I was running around. This girl, I had a friend that was a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go off and go to a dance or something. And JC, all he'd do was put a fresh pair of new shirt on and another pair of pants on. And we'd get in the car and go to these dances. And he was dancing with a girl one night. And she said, man, what is that cologne you got on? I just love it. And he said, that's Eau de Gasoline.
Hey, some girls like that fuel smell, you know. And get some lit. Don't light a match around him.
I ain't gonna leave Mom out.
Don't leave Nana out.
They ain't gonna leave Nana out. And you know, my thing with Nana was she can't do it quite as well anymore, but she used to make some of the, and she still does a little bit for the kids, for your kids, and sends them to them. But she used to make the best pound cake.
Mm-hmm.
And the aroma of that in the house, I'll either make them egg custards and come in and smell them things cooking. Ooh, baby. Mm.
Yep.
Mm.
Mm. Never forget it.
I mean, that's, and probably the other thing is just, Mama always liked flowers or gardening, still does. But, you know, when I do gardening and the stuff blooms and stuff and I see it blooming, it it makes me think about Nana. And now it's time for You're Never Too Old to Learn Something.
All right. Is your mind open? Are you ready? You do want to learn something?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Because
I got like something said, for you. I got something I want to teach you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you Myrtle Beast out there. Here we go again.
All right. So a few episodes back, we got to talking about, when I was telling about New Zealand, I was talking about like the hip hop that I listen to and the hip hop that Lincoln listens to. And, you know, I was trying to school you on Lil Uzi Vert a little bit, which got me thinking, you know, one of the things that rap artists do are ad-libs. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah, just go on about something and just ever what comes off the top of the head, that's how it comes out.
Well, that's part of it, but in hip hop, it's a little more specific than that. It's specific to a certain artist will have certain ad libs, and so they've done their rap and then they do the ad libs. So, can you make sense of that?
Say that again.
They record their rap, and then they go back and record their ad libs.
Okay.
So, what does that mean to you? The ad libs are.
Well, it sounds like these little things that we do for the podcast that I record and they come out, it sounds like some of those things.
I don't think you're barking up the right tree here. It's when it's kind of like a little exclamation point or a little, like it could be sound effects, it could be, they add in a word. So if they've rapped something and then there's like a gap, they'll fill that gap with a catchphrase or a sound effect or something something that just kind of like adds more lyrics. Does that make sense?
Yeah. They can. Well, it makes sense to me because I know with Logan working with me, sometimes she has to take some things out and put some things in, and I have to redo them because I don't say them exactly right. So,
all right. Well, that's kind of close.
Maybe that's
kind of close. Yeah. So what I want to do is I'm going to give you the name of a hip-hop artist, and then I want you to tell me their ad-lib. I want you to perform it. All right?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to start off with an easy one. Travis Scott. Mm. It's lit. That's what he says.
It's lit?
It's more enthusiastic than that.
It's lit to see if you can help me out with this rap so I can make things do better.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You can't ad-lib on an ad-lib, Dad. Just stick to the script. It's lit. That's it. Don't say anything else, all right? We don't want we don't want him coming for us. It's lit. Come on now. He's going to hack up a lung trying to do this.
It's lit.
That's close. Even higher.
It's lit.
I think that's it. That's it. That's it. All right. 21 Savage. Are you familiar?
Absolutely not.
All right. His ad lib is 21.
21.
It's faster and lower.
21.
It's faster than that. Like twice as fast, but not that low.
21.
It's more rhythmic than that. But it's kind of a whisper. It's kind of a whisper. Like this.
21.
And sometimes he'll say multiple 21s together. He'll say like three 21s in a row.
Okay. 21, 21, 21.
But three times that fast.
21, 21, 21.
There you go. And other times, I'm sorry, but this is what he will say. He just says it. I don't know why. Okay. Yes. Okay. Let's move on. All right. You want to go to Griselda?
Yeah.
Good.
I mean,
all right. One of my favorite ad-libs, West Side Gun. Boom, 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 boom.
West Side Gun.
Nope. That's his name. Gun, not gum. And that's his name.
Good.
The ad-lib is boom, 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 boom.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Boom, 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 boom.
It's more ecstatic. Like, I would say the first boom is here. Boom, 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 boom. Like it goes, it kind of, first two are the same. The third one goes up a little bit. And the fourth one is like real big. It's like he's imitating a gun.
Boom, 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 boom.
All right. Now, faster and, you know, more rhythmic. Faster. Okay. And then even more ecstatic.
Boom, 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 boom.
That's close. Boom, 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 boom. Like that.
Okay. All right. Boom, 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 boom.
That's it. Boom, 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 boom.
Okay. See there?
Do it again. Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yes. And what about brrrr?
Oh, Billy Stewart. Brrrr, chuck, chuck, chuck.
No, chuck, chuck, chuck. Just.
Oh, yeah, Billy Stewart does that.
It's like a machine gun. Okay. I'm going to kill him. This is going to kill him. It's lower register. It's not, it's like do a lower one.
Okay.
Okay, that'll work. Conway the Machine. You familiar?
No.
Talk to him. Yeah, that's it. All right, one of my favorites, Benny the Butcher.
Benny the Butcher.
Mm-hmm. The butcher's coming.
The butcher's coming.
Like even like hit butcher even more like the butcher's coming. The butcher's coming.
The butcher's coming.
And don't put an R on butcher. It's like, the butcher's coming.
The butcher's coming.
Yeah, there it is. Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion.
You know her?
No.
Yeah, okay. You should.
Okay.
You got to stick out your tongue for this one. Kind of like this, like a cat. Stick out your tongue like a cat and say, A-H-H-H. Stick your tongue out all the way to where it like touches your chin. Yep, as far as you can. Put it flat against, there you go. Put it flat against your chin. There you go. And make it wide. Make your tongue wide. There you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And just say A-H-H-H.
A-H-H-H.
No, say ah. No, with your tongue
that
out.
Ain't much.
Stick your tongue out.
Ah!
Don't say hey. I'm sorry. I was spelling ah. So,
oh.
Just stick your tongue out and say, don't say ah, say ah.
Okay. Ah!
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 No.
Ah!
Ah!
Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah!
Yes, yes. Okay. Okay. Larry June. A-A-A-A-A-A. Give me one of those. A-A-A-A-A-A.
A-A-A-A-A.
Well, do it again. We'll add one more.
A A A A A
A A A A A
A A A A A
No A A A A A
A A A A A
You're not listening to me. Listen to me.
Yes, I am.
There's a rhythm to it. A A A A A
A A A A A
There it is. Good job, Larry. DJ Khaled, we the best. He's really exuberant. He's really loud. He's celebrating. He's just won $1 zillion kind of a thing. He's about to go golfing. He just exclaims for the world to hear, we the best.
We the best.
Okay. And you could try it by adding the word music. We the best music.
We the best music.
That's good. Dan, I'm so proud of you. Let's just do a couple more. Yeah, if you're game, are you up for it?
I'm all right. I mean, I done stuck my tongue out.
All right. So here we go. Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane. He says...
Gucci Mane.
No, that's his... I'm sorry. That's his name. I was just telling you his name. Gucci Mane. His ad lib is, well, damn. And he says it like, oh, you've taught... I just learned something. I can't believe you said that.
Well, damn.
It's more... raise your eyebrows. And put your chin against you. Put your chin back. And like look side eye. And then say it like that.
Well, damn.
Well, damn.
Well, damn.
Yeah, well, damn.
Well, damn.
That's it. And finally, one of the greatest of all times, one of the best to ever do it, Lil Jon. Always says, yeah. And do your mouth like this. Make your mouth real big. Show all your teeth, even your molars. And say, yeah. As and like just really just scream it like,
yeah.
I didn't even have to coach him on that one. One more of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And now, if you, Charles Neal from Dispatches from Myrtle Beach, had an ad lib, what would it be?
That would be correct.
That's it, man. That's, I mean, you need to start rapping because that is a good ad lib. Or if you're willing, talk to all the rappers who are listening and say they could use your ad lib if they wanted to.
So all you rappers can use my ad lib for this. That would be correct.
There you go. Just isolate that. Throw it on your track. Guaranteed banger. Ooh, you learned a lot today, Dad.
I'm telling you.
You feel good about the segment?
Yeah! Yeah! Right. Yeah, I feel good about it.
All right. All right.
Oh, man. Well, you know.
We got to put that on TikTok. Mm-hmm.
Well, I reckon we, you know, I've always said I ain't never too old to learn something, but I learned something today. So I'm going to have to get a little more into this hip hop, but
you said
you know, hey, it's always fun having y'all here with us today, and y'all come back next week for another one, and don't forget to click and follow and subscribe buttons wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube. And while you're at it, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you got a joke, a question, or a comment you'd like to share with me, email me at ratherbeshaggin53@aol.com. Y'all have a great week, everyone, and we can't wait to spin your world around again next week, because we're going to be doing this every week.
Every week again. So, tell your friends.
So we'll be,
tell your loved ones.
Tell everybody so you can get more people listening. I like talking to all you Myrtle Beasts.
Mm-hmm. I like talking to you, Dad. Love you.
Love you, too. Okay.
Yeah!